Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, We Speak for the King, already in progress.
When we have been given this ministry of reconciliation, we can reconcile people to God, and it's so simple. This ministry, which He gives to every one of us, I don't care who you are, He gives you the message, the plan of the ministry of reconciliation. So when you tell people about Jesus Christ, and people accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you have just fulfilled your goal for that day to bring somebody into the kingdom of God. Now, some people will bring millions of people into the kingdom of God. Some people will bring a few into the kingdom of God. God give all of us different gifts. You know, just like Billy Graham. There's no two ways about it. God gave Billy Graham the gift of reconciliation to bring millions of people into the kingdom of God. Don't you agree? Probably never a man in history has preached to more people salvation and salvation only than Billy Graham. But I can tell you for sure, more than likely, this little tiny ministry of mine has got more people healed than Billy Graham's ministry because he didn't preach healing. But he did preach salvation. So that's not the thing that God brought me to do. He didn't bring me out to be a Billy Graham. He brought me out to be a healer. And I just stand in awe at the number of people that I have seen the Lord heal. I mean, to pray the prayer of faith for someone, just like those two boys I told you all about earlier. Those are just two young men. That one of them was standing right there and one of them was standing right there, two months apart. And God healed both of them, their eyes, and He fixed them. Well, what can God do? He can do anything. Just like that story, that picture, if you go out the door there and you see Jenna, see that little girl? You see her when she was sick, when she was 8 years of age, 6 and 7, 8 years of age. Then you look at the one on the left where she's about 10 or 12. And now she's 17. But I just got a letter from her mother just a few weeks ago. And she said, we're so grateful we've come up on the Living Savior Ministries and learned the principles of the kingdom. And we repented of our sin. And we prayed the prayer of faith for that little girl. And in 2 weeks after we prayed for her, after we got the sin taken care of. Now, we prayed for her for a year and a half with no results. A year and a half, because we couldn't find the sin. We finally had to go to the Lord and ask Him what the sin was. And He told the mother it was her lying and deception to her husband. That's why He afflicted the child with that sickness. When the mother repented to her husband and she repented to God, then we prayed one more time. And in 2 weeks, that little girl was completely healed. I mean, just beautiful. And the other day when we got that letter, Mother says, Jenna's skin is still radiantly beautiful and glowing. She's just beautiful. Now, what kind of God do we serve?
Awesome.
An awesome God. You know, He answers our prayer. You know, He done it all. Just like it says, all things are of God. Is He the one that answers all of our prayer?
Yes.
Absolutely. Ain't nobody else. And all things are of God, who hath has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Everything is of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that all that verse?
No.
Or is there another one?
There's 21.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah. 19. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Do you know what it means to be an ambassador? You speak for the King. Now when you speak His words, if you've got His words hidden in your heart, and you speak for Him just like I did over little Jenna, and told them the story, I was able to get that little girl healed. Because we are ambassadors for Christ. Are you an ambassador?
Yes.
Yes, you are. You're an ambassador for Christ. As though God did beseech you, we pray you in Christ's stead that be ye reconciled to God. Well, I can't think of anything better than to be reconciled to God and be an ambassador for Christ. Verse 21, let's see. For he hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now then, praise the Lord. That is got to be the most difficult thing. I have asked that question in churches all over this country where I have went and taught the word. And you can have 500 men in a meeting and you say the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I want to know how many of you men know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're righteous, that you can pray the prayer of righteous. Okay, see, now here all y'all holding up your hand. I mean, all I got to do, y'all are spring loaded because you know you're the righteousness of God in Christ because I beat it into you. Don't you know you're the righteousness of God in Christ? I got to tell this story. Some of y'all hadn't heard Carrie's story, but this is a perfect place for knowing Carrie and her husband. They had a relative down in Florida that was dying with cancer. And they were contacted and said, she's in hospice and it's too late. There ain't nothing you can do. So they think, okay, with what they learned here, they will just go down there and pray for her and get her healed. They know that they're the righteousness of God in Christ. They know that they can pray. They know they can remit her sins. They know all these things. So they go to Florida. And of course, when they walk in and when Carrie sees this relative, she looks so bad in hospice. what does that do to your faith? I mean, see, if you go in your power, you're ruined. Because you know you can't do nothing, right, Carrie? But you see, the Lord spoke to Carrie right there. He knew, a merciful God, he spoke to Carrie and told her, said, Carrie, he said, Jesus prayed for Lazarus, and he had already been dead 4 days. He said, Carrie, this woman's still alive. So in other words, she'll be a piece of cake. All you got to do is pray. I will have no problem raising her up. She is still alive. Lazarus was dead 4 days, and I raised her up, raised him up. So if you'll just pray, I'll raise her up. So Carrie and her husband prayed, and then they come home. And this last Sunday, which had been a couple of months, last Sunday, she told us that she contacted her relative down there in Florida, and they were out having dinner with somebody, just having a great time. Yeah, there's a couple other couples. She's totally out of hospice. She's totally healed. Everything, all because Carrie and her husband went down there and prayed. But see, Carrie, you know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, right? Because why are you righteous?
Because he made me righteous.
Amen. See, she's got it. That's where we fail whenever we think the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The scripture says, you think, it's impossible. Look at this woman. She's in hospice. She's dying. The doctor says it's all over in just a few days. What am I doing down here? Bye, Annie. See you later. No. That's not what you did. You prayed for her, right? And you prayed as a righteous woman. And the righteous king showed up when you show, and he completely healed her. Yeah. Just kicked her right out of hospice, huh? Just think, if God will do that for Carrie, what will he do for the rest of us? Will he do the same thing for us? All we got to do is know the same things you know, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He made you righteous. I am the righteousness. And so when you get a group of men somewhere, that's why Jesus could take 12 men and change the world. Because he taught these 12 men who they were in Christ. And when you and me get a hold of this picture, I am a son of God. And I'm righteous as Jesus is. There ain't no difference between him coming and laying hands on somebody and praying and me laying hands on, because the same Jesus, when I lay hands on you, he's in me, so he's laying hands on them, right? So that's how it happens. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can pray. You believe that, Keith?
Yes, sir.
You really do, don't you? You've certainly seen the Lord do some wonderful things.
I have.
He's a mighty God. Are you righteous?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You hear how quick Keith said that?
Yes.
Now then, if I were to ask him, have you made any mistakes in the last few weeks? You know what he'd probably say? I made too many. It's just like all the rest of us. Yep, I've made a mistake. But how come you can say you're righteous then after all that? Because he made you righteous. It didn't have nothing to do with what you did in this flesh body. It only had to do with what he done in his body and how he put it in you. I am the righteousness of God in Christ because of what Jesus Christ did for me. You're saved for that same reason. You're saved because he saves you. By faith we receive him as our Lord and Savior. I am. I want every one of you to hold up your hand and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God. I can do all things through Christ. In Jesus' name, I can. Wow. Now then, how many of you believe that? Okay. Praise God. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for this book of Corinthians. I thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you do. I thank you that you've come to save us, came to heal us, you came to deliver us, come to make us whole. You came to make us righteous. You are the mighty God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and we're so grateful that you're our God and our King. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this little flock that you bring here every Sunday that we talk about your word. And thank you for them going out and producing fruit like Carrie and her husband and all the rest of them, Lord. Many of these other men and women here have been out to do the same thing that Carrie and her husband did. And we get to see you do all kinds of wonderful things. You are the mighty God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank you for saving all of us, Lord. I thank you for my salvation. Greatest thing ever happened to me. And I thank you and praise you for all of them that you've saved. And you will save us all if we'll just call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for blessing us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, We Speak for the King, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.